Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Teruma. Of course, the mitzvah of this week's parsha, the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, ultimately building the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, brings the mitzvah as follows. He says, Ein Bainin Es HaMikdash Balayla. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash at night. Shenemar B'yayim Hakim Es HaMishkan. B'yayim Mekim V'lay Balayla. The Rambam also says that Hakol Chayavim Livnos L'Said Ba'atzmam U'B'Mamaynam. Everyone's obligated to have a part in it, physically and with their money. Anoshim V'Noshim, men or women, K'Mikdash HaMidbar. Just like they did in Parsha's Truma, in this week's Parsha, except Eim Avat L'Tinak Eshel Beis Rabban L'Binyan, when I'm Avat all the children from learning, Ben Binyan Mikdash Teichi Yamtiv. This is what it says. And it's really very, very difficult. There's an inherent contradiction in this Rambam. The Rambam says men and women are obligated. We know women are potter from a mitzvah saseh, she zman gerama. And yet, the Rambam says, Ein b'nei samidish b'layla, Ein b'nei b'nei d'chi yamtiv. And then he says, HaKol chiyamin, men and women are both obligated. So this needs some sort of a hezus, sort of understanding as to how one understands the mitzvah. I'd like to share with you two different explanations. One comes from the Stipler. The Stipler is in Kilos Yaakov Masechet Shavuos, Simen Yud. There, the Stipler writes, what happens if somebody built a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Now, he's not supposed to, but if he did, is that possible? The Mikdash, is the Beis HaMikdash kosher? So Stipler writes, it depends. If it is a din in Binyan Beis HaMikdash that it has to be done on a weekday, then if it's done a different time, it's a psul in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The rices are generally ma'akim. However, if it's not a din in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, there's a side reason why you don't do it at night, or you don't do it in Shabbos. If there's a side reason you don't do it, then that reason, if someone violated it, has nothing to do with the kashrus of the Beis HaMikdash. The Stipler there writes that Bona Mikdash B'Shabbos Yom Tov Einai Nifsa. He says that the din of building the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah say of Asuli Mikdash, is tamidious, it's constant. There are side reasons that we don't build the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a mitzvah say shas man grama, because in the halachas of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash could be built Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. There are side reasons we don't do it. It's called ka'ariya rivi alei, like a lion that's stopping you from doing it. There are other things. There are things that have to do with Shabbos, Hilchos Yom Tov that stop you from doing it. But it's not an inherent soul in Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Kudshus Shurin in Masechtas Kedushin in Simen Yotes Aizvav, he says it clearly, Isser Acher Goyrim Shiyev Shalim Nais. There's a side thing that stops at him. Avar Ubanu Pshita Shamidash Kasha. Shemachi Ein Zez Mangrama. So he says this Yisayit, it's interesting Yisayit. He says, if Be'etzem, in the Dinam of the Mitzvah itself, it can be done any time, and there's just a side reason that's stopping it from happening, so then that's not called a mitzvah saseh shas man grama. That's called a mitzvah saseh that can be done any time. And there are other things that stop it, that prevent it from happening at the other times. Whatever those cheshbonos are, they're not inherent in the dinim of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And Mamela, that's the halach. With this yisayit, which is an interesting yisayit, we can answer a well-known kasha. On the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, the mitzvah of destroying Amalek, we say that women are not in Kibush Mohama. Women are not soldiers in a Mohama by Kal Yisrael. And therefore, they're not in the mitzvah of going to war to destroy Amalek. And therefore, that therefore women don't do it. The same thing. It's not Erech Shabbos. So on Shabbos, You're not allowed to go to war. You're not allowed to go to kill Amalek. Of course, a defensive war you could, but not otherwise. The Mela, once we understand this idea, this seems to fit in what we're saying. This seems to be a mitzvah, Sechias Amalek, which has side reasons. Why don't women go to war to do mitzvahs mechias amalek? It's not shemeinam b'molchama. It's not a din in mitzvahs mechias amalek. Not a halacha in the mitzvah mechias amalek. Why don't you go to do mechias amalek on Shabbos? A din on Shabbos, not a din in mitzvahs mechias amalek. So now we can understand the machlokes. If mitzvahs mechias amalek and mechias amalek, a mitzvah says she has my grandma or not. The chinuch says it's a mitzvah she has my grandma. We're not pturis. Why? Well, they don't go to battle. They don't do it on Shabbos. However, those who hold that women are obligated, they are obligated in the midst of Schiris Mechias Amalek, they'll say, no, women are the same as men. It's just a side issue. Are you the Rivia lady? Something on the side that prevents them from participating. And therefore, they're obligated in the mitzvah. So we have here a technical rule, Mitzvah Shiras Magrama, that depends why certain zmanim are excluded. There's a second approach, a second mahalach to this entire discussion, and it's also a chiddush in the surah of Mitzvah Shiras Magrama. By being in Beis HaMikdash, is the mitzvah of the ma'isa, the building, or the teitzah, to have a Beis HaMikdash? We know that there are many mitzvahs with the ma'isa, shaking the lulav. The mitzvah is shaking the lulav. The ma'isa is the mitzvah. The act is the mitzvah that a person has, and probably most mitzvahs I say are that way. The mitzvah is the ma'isa, the act that takes place. However, there are mitzvahs with the mitzvahs that take place. Tefillin, for example. There's no mitzvah of the act of placing tefillin on your arm. The mitzvah is wearing tefillin. If someone put on tefillin at a time that's not this man tefillin, he put on tefillin, but where's our mitzvah? And he becomes our mitzvah. He put on tefillin by night, and now it's day. Actually, we passed in Lila's man tefillin. That's a bad example. He put on tefillin on Shabbos, and now it's a weekday. He's behind the mitzvah. Not only that. In the Har Tzvi, he says, why don't you put on your shalyad, and you realize that your sleeve is under the tefillin. You pull out the sleeve. Now your tefillin are on your arms. But you didn't do a pshartem. You didn't place it on your arm. Do you have to undo it and put it on again? So the Har Tzvi writes, no, the mitzvah is not the mice of putting on tefillin. The mitzvah is wearing tefillin. You're wearing tefillin. It's a mitzvah where the teitzah is the mitzvah, not where the mice is the mitzvah. Now by tefillin, the mitzvah of the teitzah is the mitzvah of Shazmai Rama. As we say, to have tefillin on your arm, it doesn't apply in Shabbos Imantif. People are not aware. We pass in Laila is Mantfillin. Midrabanan, we don't wear tefillin at night, so you may fall asleep. But we pass in Shabbos Imantif on that. So this is just Mangrub. However, when it comes to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is to have a Mikdash. The mitzvah to have a Mikdash at all times. That means to have a Mikdash at certain times. That's not true. The Teitzah is the mitzvah to have it all the time. So that explains why it's mitzvah that women are mechuyavos in, because the tzitzah is the mitzvah. And since the tzitzah is the mitzvah, so it applies to everybody. So this is, at the halacha, two reasons why women are mechuyavos in the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash. We know that some of what the work that took place in the Binyan HaMikdash, the Gemara says, Nashim Chachamiya, I said, very wise women knew how to spin the hairs of goats into cloth that was usable for the Beis HaMikdash. Let me move on to Advar Machshava. In Rechtem Eliyahu Chelakei, I believe it's page 340, he writes a fascinating thing. He writes that all the mitzvahs of the Torah are based on the ability to combine different forces, to combine essentially Gashmias and Ruchnias in this world and make from a Yid doesn't live outside of the Gashmiastika world. He lives in the Gashmiastika world doing mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of the Torah are to do the mitzvahs in a way that cause a person to be able to be matzliach in his serving Hashem. It all comes, it all stems, it all comes from a source of a combination. And that's, says the mitzvah Eliyahu, is why the more we understand nature, the more we see the message. He writes that an atom is a combination of protons and electrons, things that have opposite forces that somehow are balanced in nature. And when they're balanced in nature, nature works well. That's a remez, that's a hint, that's a siman, that the avodah of a person in this world is to base, is to combine the both of them. The Mishkan was made of gold and silver. You would say, gold and silver, fair. Gold and silver, those are extravagant. Those are things that are fancy. Those are things that are nice. We should make the Mikdash out of tin. We should show it doesn't matter. The answer is no. Our job is to take whatever Olam has asked to offer and to use it in Avodas Hashem. Now, of course, some people are running after Olam Hazeh for their own personal pleasures. That's not the goal. Human beings are human beings. People do that sometimes, but that's not the goal. The goal, of course, is to balance, to be able to make a proper balance of everything. And therefore, he says, that's hinted at in the Bria, that's hinted at in nature, and it's the avoida that a person has. The avoida that a person has is to be able to do things in a proper way, in a balanced way, and to combine. If God blesses you with Gashmi, is to be able to use it to further your Avodas Hashem. That's the goal, that's the job a person has. The Mishkan had the beauty and the splendor. Ein Anias B'Makam Hashiras is a place where wealth was shown, but it was shown for its purpose. Wealth is given so a person could be an Eved Hashem in the proper way. And that is the lesson of the Mishkan. With that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, a meaningful Shabbos Kodesh. We should be zeichet to see the bayis ashlishi b'meheir of Yom Kippur.